This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Protecting the meat supply.
It's becoming a real serious situation.
No social distancing. At a jammed funeral. No mask at clinic event for Mike Pence.
I'm tested for the coronavirus every day.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. President Trump has signed an executive order to keep meat processing plants open. More than 20 have shut down temporarily because of an explosion of coronavirus cases in close quarters. CBS's Dean Reynolds reports there are concerns about worker health and the food supply.
The livestock has been piling up at the nation's processing plants with a sudden drop in workers to turn the supply into food. Livestock analyst Dennis Smith says that with red meat production down 20%, consumers could soon face the consequences of an unprecedented food chain disruption.
The first week of May is when it's very possible that you'll begin to experience some shortages. It could be spotty shortages at first, but then more widespread.
There are fewer workers turning pigs into pork chops and cattle into steaks.
We just won't have enough space to house all the animals that we have.
In Minnesota, farmer Matt Patterson said with pig pens overflowing, euthanasia has been a terrible option.
Pretty tough for me to even think about.
Gary Harris, who's worked at the now shuttered Tyson plant in Logansport, Indiana for two decades, says companies should take the blame for reacting too slowly and turning his workplace into a hot spot.
How do you feel about going back to work there?
Not good at all.
Now to New York, where hundreds stood shoulder to shoulder at the Brooklyn funeral of a rabbi. No social distancing. Some wore masks, most didn't. New York City's mayor condemned it and called in police to break it up. The number of reported coronavirus cases in this country now tops a million. And even though some say it's happening too soon, many states are carrying through with reopening plans. Here's CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Mitch Kaplan's books may be collecting dust, but the owner of seven community bookstores in Florida says he's not quite ready to let customers back in.
The stakes are high. You better pay attention and know what the consequences are.
Florida is among the latest states to announce it's lifting parts of its lockdown.
Effective May 1st, restaurants, fitness centers, retail stores, and enclosed malls may reopen at 50% of normal operating capacity.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced businesses in 77 of Iowa's 99 counties could operate with limits, despite the statewide number of confirmed cases increasing by around 75% in a week.
We might want to consider getting that school year moved up a little bit.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom suggested schools there could reopen as early as July, even though cases and deaths have continued to rise across the state. Educators have expressed concerns on how classrooms would operate with social distancing limitations. But there are parents like Amber Williams who say they're supportive of reopening schools this summer.
That was my hope, is that they would start the next school year earlier. But what that looks like, I don't know.
The White House is encouraging states to reopen safely as questions continue to swirl about testing.
The president says the U.S. is now leading the world in coronavirus testing.
We've tested much more than anybody else, times two.
Asked whether he'd back financial support for sales tax-starved states and cities, the president said he's open to it.
But we'd want certain things also, including sanctuary city adjustments, because we have so many people in sanctuary cities.
Republicans have said they're not interested in bailing out Democratic-led states with heavy pension obligations to retired public employees. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
At a stop at Minnesota's Mayo Clinic, Vice President Pence did not wear a mask during a tour, a violation of policy there. CBS's Weijia Jiang says he was apparently the only one in the room without one when he and others met with a virus survivor who was donating plasma.
Vice President Pence says he is often tested for coronavirus, and since he does not have it, he avoided a mask so he could look healthcare workers and researchers in the eye and say thank you. Critics quickly pointed out a mask does not cover one's eyes.
The clinic later tweeted it informed Pence about the policy before he got there. The tweet was then deleted. Mental health experts say the pandemic is taking a toll on a lot of us. CBS's Don Daler tells us the stress and strain for an ER doctor apparently reached a tragic breaking point.
Dr. Lorna Breen, 49, a New York hospital medical director, became yet another casualty when she took her own life on Sunday. She had recovered from coronavirus, but some in her family believe she succumbed to the stress of what she witnessed every day. Colleagues described Dr. Breen on social media as a true friend and compassionate warrior and a great emergency physician, great person, and great friend.
Joe Biden won Ohio's mail-in vote presidential primary. One official, given the circumstances, said turnout was better than okay. It was great. More than 1.5 million votes had been cast as of last weekend. And Biden also picked up Hillary Clinton's endorsement.
I wish she were president right now, but I can't wait until he is, if all of us do our part.
Reports say Major League Baseball is investigating various options to try to salvage the 2020 season. One scenario has the 30 teams splitting into three regional divisions and playing only within those regions, Florida, Arizona, and Texas, starting in late June or early July. Any plan would require widespread testing for the virus and medical approvals from state and local officials. In some states, movie theaters are reopening, but the release of many new films has been delayed, some now set for next year. CBS's Steve Futterman says it will be a different look at the Academy Awards in 2021.
The Motion Picture Academy says for next year's Oscars, films that are streamed will be eligible. Traditional Oscar rules require that a film be shown in a movie theater. The Academy says this is for 1 year only.
Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to leave interest rates near zero. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's expected to offer assurances today that there will be additional action, if needed, to help the economy weather the coronavirus. There's plenty of time to read for those of us under stay-at-home orders.
Read a good book lately? Chances are, if you finished it, you're female. According to a new study, the average man gives up reading a book before page 50. The average woman typically makes it past page 100 and is much more likely to finish the book. The report comes at a time when publishers are trying to find new ways to keep people flipping those pages. While sales of audiobooks are soaring, book sales peaked 6 years ago and have been on a steady decline ever since. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Scores of weddings have been postponed thanks to the coronavirus shutdown. Even before all this, the marriage rate in this country fell 6% in 2018, according to a federal report, hitting the lowest mark since records started being kept back in 1867. Experts blame economic insecurity for most of it, as more and more millennials hold off on getting hitched. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.